didn't Trump do a lot of like stock purchases?
Yeah, he's made a fortune. He's made a fortune in
this
term.
They made a settlement with the IRS. I think that's why a lot of it came out recently. But like, he can't be charged with anything. Or
yeah, you know, they can't be. The latest thing is that he and his kids and his company cannot be audited.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool.
That's
my settlement.
What was the settlement? What was the IRS being sued for? What was the accusation?
It was for the leak of his tax returns.
Okay, so the IRS leaked his tax returns?
He said they were reckless and
yeah. Settlement of his $10 billion lawsuit.
2018 leak of his tax returns to New York Times in the U.S. is forever barred and precluded from examining or prosecuting Trump, his sons, and the Trump Organization's current tax filings, according to one-page document released Tuesday. That is so crazy. Imagine like somebody accused you of murder.
Yeah.
And it turns out you weren't guilty of that murder. And then you sue them. And you go, you can never prosecute me for murder again. And then like, you just go straight Uday Hussein.
Yeah. And they're like, it's cool. Yeah. It's fine.
Oh, that's
now,
nuts.
Here's the only thing, that the detail of that is part of that settlement that it says that the language – that they cannot be for their current tax filings. Does that mean, though, that in the future filings also fall under that immunity?
Oh, go back, please. This is crazy. Like, go back to the top of that right there. Under the settlement to resolve Trump's $10 billion lawsuit over the 2018 leak of his tax returns to the New York Times, the U.S. is forever barred and precluded. Yeah. But now look at the end. It was quietly added to the original settlement establishing a $1.8 billion fund to compensate people who Trump thinks were improperly investigated by
the
government.
It's the January 6th fund, I believe.
Yeah.
They're paying for all of their legal fees.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But $1.8 billion is probably more than their legal fees.